Remember Love. Over the last few weeks, I've been sharing with you some things that I think I would like to leave you with and ask you to do your best to remember the good news of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross and the forgiveness of our sins, to remember grace, and to freely share the very grace that God has shared with us, with one another in the world that we live in. Today, I ask you to remember God's love. So let's look at God's word. Let's pray before we do so. Gracious God, we thank you that you love us and that you tell us in your word and that you call us to live in that love. And Lord, I pray that this congregation will always remember that and hold to that and live by that truth. I pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. It'll be up here on the screen. If you have your Bibles, follow along there and listen with your ears, your mind, and your heart to the Word of God to you this morning. Remember love. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. The Word of God. Remember love this morning. Here in 1 John 4, it is not the first time that John has encouraged us and encouraged the church to remember love and to live by love. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 10, he wrote, "Anyone who loves another brother or sister is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble." And then in the third chapter of the same book, 1 John, verse 10, he writes, "So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God." So as a Christian and as the church of Jesus, there are times when all you can plan for and do is live for the day. Can I get an amen? It won't do you any good to live tomorrow today. Okay? You have to live for today. The Scripture, God's Word, is full of guidance about living for today. And as we remember love this morning, I ask you to consider the question, are you living the love of Jesus in your life? You see here in 1 John why it's so important that relationships with one another be filled with the love of God. John explains this concisely in verse 7, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God." If you are a wholehearted follower of Jesus, you are a person that can love others. Because as John goes on to clarify, God is love. And as God in Christ Jesus is in your heart, as a wholehearted follower of Jesus. You have the very love of God to love one another. Love is not just something that God does. Okay? It is what God is. It's not just something that God creates. Love is what God is. At the deepest level, God is always, always, from the Old Testament to the end, to the present, God has always been love. And God's actions, though they may seem extreme to our understanding at times, are actions of love and redemption. In fact, God shows us a trinity of His love. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all working, living, moving, acting on behalf of love. George MacDonald says, and I quote, "There is nothing deeper than love." That's pretty deep. Love has externally existed, and the whole world was created of this love. God is the author of love, and because He is love, all real love involves His very being. So when we have a share in this love, it is a sign that we are born of Him, belong to Him in our very nature as His children. As we love, we know Him who is love. We are created for relationship, and He is relationship. We are created to know ourselves in loving relationships with God and each other. When John writes here in 1 John about love, he is describing what the love of God is, and not the things that the world would foolishly describe as love. Since God is love, you can only learn about godly love from God above. That's the only place that we learn the truth about God's love. If you take time to consider, most relationships that we have here on this earth are a little bit mixed up and a little bit confused. Okay? That's the fact. Since the fall, relationships on this earth are mixed up and a little bit confused. Love is hardly ever the kind of love that John is describing here in 1 John. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, how love is supposed to be made visible here on this earth. He describes it clearly. This is the love of God that he's describing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That's God's love. That's not the world's love. Of course, all of you know that isn't always the way human relationships on this earth express themselves. Later on in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, Paul explains this. Now, we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then, we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then, I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. You see, God, the Father, is willing to reveal love to you. He did so through His Son. Look at verse 9 again. 1 John 4, verse 9. You see God's love clearly in the Father sending the Son Jesus. God coming to you here on earth to heal you from the inside out and to give you a share in the life that Jesus brings to this earth. That's what we see in verse 10. 1 John 4, verse 10. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. In Jesus Christ, you see what real love is. It's the love of God. He is the love of God made visible to our lives. Love, the love of Jesus, God's love that we remember, breaks down barriers. God's love overcomes obstacles. That is God's design. God doesn't say, I love you and I'm giving you my love so you can work your way around it. He gives us His love so we can overcome the difficulties and the difficult relationships that we have here on this earth. In Jesus, we see love made visible. And we see that love endures rejection. Jesus endured rejection. He endured misunderstanding. And He never gave up because the Father's love lived within Him. The fact is, anything that we offer less than that is not the Father's love. It's our earthly love. And we have to offer the Father's love for people to see and to know the Father. John reminds you to love one another. The fact that he reminds us so much, so many times, that even though we are born of God and we can love because Jesus Christ is in our hearts, we are tempted to turn from each other by jealousy, by anger, by apathy, by fear. We are tempted to turn from one another because of misunderstanding. And John reminds us to live in the truth of God's word and to live in the power of God's love through Jesus Christ. When you live this way, and when you see someone else living this way, you can see in their life, as they live that life in God's love, the very love of God. And that's what the church, that's what this church is supposed to be about. We are supposed to be about loving with God's love, loving one another, and loving the world in which we live. Living God's love and serving God is the best way to show God's love. The reason we do anything in Jesus' church isn't so we get some acknowledgement. It is because we are to show the love of Jesus to one another. Since God is love, that's what we're created for. Heaven will be, when we get there, heaven will be doing what we practice here. Living love and praising God. In heaven, you will be able to receive and you will be able to give love with no restraint, with no shyness, with no jealousy, with no misunderstanding or any barrier at all. John clarifies that you are not the one that creates love. How do you love one another? Some days it's hard to do, isn't it? Even with those who are close to us, maybe sometimes even those that are the closest to us. What do we do in those moments when it's tough to love? Do we just grit our teeth and say, okay, I'll love them no matter what? It's not your power to love. one another.
It's His. He created love. He has given us love. We have to live in love. Lord, help me. I can't do it. Love one another.
Notice, if you did, when I read the scripture in 1 John, two different times, John addresses us as dear friends. Dear friends. Who are you? Are you dear friends? You are the ones that God has loved. In verse 10, John says, "This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." So we have to remember that love doesn't start with us. It started with God and the being that God is. God has always been love. He created us in love, and He sent His only Son to redeem us in love. Love grows as you receive His love, as you open up your hearts, your arms, your lives, as you confess to Him, "Lord, I'm a sinner. The kind of stuff I'm offering is only fake compared to the real love that You offer. Forgive me. Come into my life. Help me to love with Your love." That's the kind of relationship. You know what? That's the kind of life. That's the kind of love, the light that the world out there is wanting to see in this church. We need to remember His love. In the last verse, verse 12 that I read, He says that as you love one another, verse 12, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us." God lives in you and His love is brought to full expression, not just when you're talking to Him, but as you love one another. You live life by choosing to love with God's love. May you live and may you always remember God's love living in you. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank You that You love us. Jesus, thank You that You show us love. Holy Spirit, thank You that You empower us to love one another with the love of God Almighty. Lord, let's not play at that game. Let's always remember Your name and live in Your love. We pray in Your name, Jesus. Amen.